Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 21 regarding Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Priscilla Taylor is a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8/16/20. Apparently, she stated she fell on a wet dock plate, and then a dolly with a package fell on her groin. Apparently, she landed on her left arm. Apparently, she explained she was guiding the dolly down the ramp and fell with her left arm behind her. The dolly then fell on the front of her body. As a result, she believes she injured her neck, back, groin, and left arm and was seen at Cooper Emergency Room the same day. She had further evaluation and treatment, including cervical discectomy and fusion from C4 through C7 on 7/26/21. She completed her course of active treatment in December 2021. Period, new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Taylor alleged she slipped and fell on a portable platform on 8/16/20, sustaining multiple injuries. Period, treatment records show she was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 8/16/20 and underwent numerous diagnostic studies to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner beginning 10/23/20, period. She related, after being seen at the hospital, she was admitted for 3 days to receive treatment for anemia, period. On this visit, she complained of both neck and back pain. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed low back pain and neck pain with various disc abnormalities in the cervical spine. Pretty recommended physical therapy. Period. She participated in SAME on the dates described. Apparently, she followed up with Dr. Kirshner, but remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 4/14/21. She accepted a cervical epidural injection from Dr. Pulser. Period. On 5/18/21, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell, period. This was a second opinion evaluation after Dr. Kirshner suggested surgical intervention, period. Dr. Mitchell needed to review her imaging that was likely outdated before he could render his second opinion, period. Flexion extension x-rays as well as a cervical MRI were done on 6/10/21 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph on 7/26/21. Dr. Kirshner performed surgery, period, on 1/7/22. He performed a video telemedicine conference. Period, he noted her FCE was done. Period, she continued to complain of neck greater than back pain, period. He described the FCE was done on 12/21/21. Pearcy demonstrated the ability to perform 62.5% of the physical demands of her job as a driver. Pearcy was able to work in the light physical demand category. Period. The surgery he performed on 7/26/21 included anterior cervical discectomy, infusion of C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Period. At that juncture, she was placed at maximum medical improvement and was going to continue in a home exercise program. Apparently, she wanted to hold off on a lumbar epidural steroid injection at that time. Parity then released her from care. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal. Groin normal. Extremities upper normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery. Paired active flexion was to 35 degrees, comma. Extension 40 degrees, comma. Rotation right 40 degrees and left 25 degrees, comma, with left side bending to 40 degrees, but was full on the right to 45 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but variably flexed actively between 70 and 90 degrees. Paired extension as well as bilateral rotation of the side bend were accomplished fully. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 8/16/20. Priscilla Taylor fell while at work, sustaining multiple injuries. Paired she was seen at Cooper Hospital, the emergency room, and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Paired she was found to have anemia, so was admitted for 3 days. Paired. Neat paragraph, she later came into the care of Dr. Kirshner. Appeared a course of physical therapy was rendered, but she remained symptomatic. Appeared this was also the case after a cervical epidural injection was administered. Appeared Dr. Mitchell performed a second opinion evaluation on 5/18/21. Appeared she had updated studies on 6/10/21 to be inserted here. Appeared on 7/26/21, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Appeared the petitioner followed up with him post-operatively through 1/7/22. Appeared she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Appeared by then she had undergone an FCE that found she could work in the light physical demand category. Period and paragraph, the current examination found she had decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period, spinal community was negative for radiculopathy. Period, there was no weakness atrophy or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period, provocative maneuvers, they were also negative. Period, she had somewhat variable range of motion about the lumbar spine, but negative neural tension signs. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period, an element of this is likely attributable to pre-existing degenerative abnormalities. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the abdomen, comma, groin, comma, back, comma, left shoulder, comma, or arm. Period. And that is the end.